We've got the story of a female trailblazer in an exciting and dangerous job. Nancy LaBeouf was the first female senior operator at one of the mightiest dams in the country, the Moses Saunders Hydroelectric Project on the St. Lawrence River in upstate New York. People in New York City, Boston, and Quebec rely on it for power. LaBeouf was a first in more ways than one, though. She retired late last year, and before she did, she gave David Summerstein of Here and Now contributor North Country Public Radio a tour.
30 years ago, Nancy LaBeouf was just a short, wiry 21-year-old. Her dad, a union leader, pulled some strings, and Nancy clambered down metal steps to her first day on the job inside the big power dam.
In February of 1986, this is where I reported to.
The long hallway with the control panels that run each of the 32 turbines. It's called the floor. Nancy LaBeouf looks like she put on her work clothes and promptly shrank. Her maroon work shirt hangs mid-thigh. Her baggy pants are rolled up. Her short white hair, black glasses, and clever smile make her look a little mischievous. But down here, she's pretty much business. We poke our heads inside Unit 29. Its shaft spins furiously.
This is the shaft?
Yeah.
And below is your blades that are turning the water.
Millions of gallons of water churn through the dam underneath us. You can feel a slight shaking.
Now, did you have a degree in electrical engineering or anything like that, or any training?
No, honestly, no. Everything for me was on the job. I'm sort of like a geek.
LaBeouf poured through technical manuals, and she watched the senior operators like a hawk.
Everybody was in awe of the operators because they are, to me, the power authority of, you know, making sure everybody's safe. And, you know, everybody works as a team, don't get me wrong, but it's the operators that are here 24/7.
It's the operators who coax 7 million megawatts of electricity from this dam every year. LaBeouf went from apprentice to journeyman. It was a man's world. It still pretty much is. Men far outnumber women on the floor. But Nancy says only one guy said a woman couldn't do the grueling 24/7 shift work.
Shift work's for, not for women. That's what he'd say. And I'm like, and instead of going, you know, go to hell, you know, excuse my French, I was like, okay, I'm in his territory right now, but I'm going to prove him that there is a place for us.
Nancy patrolled the floor day and night, taking readings, turning dials. She spent so much time down here, she can identify each turbine just by its sound.
So, like, I knew if I was in front of Unit 20, because Unit 20 used to have, like, a hum. So I knew where I was standing at that point.
With that attention to detail, LaBeouf rose to senior operator, the job she idolized. And she became one of the dam's most respected leaders. We take the elevator to a platform outside overlooking the dam. Nancy points to Canada straight ahead. High blue water to the left, white water roiling to the right after its 80-foot plunge through the dam. The shaking has become a faint buzz. Nancy leans against a railing and takes it in.
You know, when you work shift work all your life, you know, you always have your ups and downs with each other because, you know, you're tired this and that. But when anything bad happened or whatever, we were a family and we stuck together.
Nancy's voice trembles. Her face tightens as she remembers. The ice storm of 98, the blackout of 2003, colleagues got sick, passed away. She survived a bout with cancer. And then there was when Nancy came out. She had a girlfriend.
I had a harder time with that, with people, than I did with anything else. But then I changed people, too, because I had guys would tell me, you know what, you changed me.
If you work at a job long enough, your workplace becomes your second home. Your colleagues become your second family. It's where you grew up. Nancy LaBeouf was on vacation on a Florida beach when she decided it's time for something else.
I have a bucket list that overflows. It just never fills up, you know. It's just, as soon as I finish one off, there's about 20 more added to it.
Nancy's an endurance hiker, an obstacle course racer. She's going to climb Mount Rainier outside Seattle. This fall, it's the 490-mile pilgrimage of Santiago in Spain. And she wants to pass on her story at the dam to the girls in the LaBeouf family.
As being the first female, what was really important to me is being a good role model for my nieces and great-nieces. I want them to see that in a non-traditional field, you can make it if you want it.
For Here and Now, I'm David Summerstein, reporting from the Moses Saunders Hydropower Dam on the St. Lawrence River in Messina, New York.